Real Business Owners.
Welcome to episode 4 of Real Business Owners. This is Trevor Cowley here with my partner, Kel Goodman. Today we want to go over a very important topic, and the topic is on self-improvement, self-help, and why some of these things are so important and how it can impact you as an individual and as a business owner. I know Kel's got his routines, and those routines have came from, you know, some of the things that he's done in his life in regards to self-improvement, really doing some deep reflection on how he can become better as an individual and the trickle effect that that ultimately has on him as a person within his family, as well as in his businesses and our businesses. And so we felt like it's a topic that's super important because of the value that we know it can bring to you and your business and or just in your life in general. So, you know, I'll let Kel talk a little bit about some of the self-improvement things that he's been focused on and, you know, some of the techniques or routines that he's been implementing in his life that he's been seeing value from.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I noticed Trevor's routines as well. Like, we kind of have like differences in our routines daily, and but we do a lot of the same stuff as well. So we've noticed patterns in our routines that have obviously helped build the success that we've had with our businesses. And you know, this isn't all about business either, man. Like, at the end of the day, like if you're doing self-development and it's all about improving in business, like, you're never really going to be fully happy. You got to implement these things for all aspects of your life, your friendships, your family, and really help all those people around you. But, you know, my first awakening for self-development came actually through my divorce, when my first marriage. You know, we were married super young, and she wasn't even 18. Her parents like literally had to sign permission for me to marry her because we had a child on the way. And but man, you know, after about 8 years of marriage there, and we figured out just it wasn't a fit, it was a really tough time. And we ended up getting marriage therapy, which is something I probably knew me back then, at one point, right?
Ego stuff. Yeah.
And it didn't work, you know, for us to keep us together, but I kept going because I was learning things that I never learned in my upbringing about how you can literally change your life by changing your thoughts and doing some of these things that, you know, a lot of people would really not invest into or believe in. So, but
well, sometimes you look at people that are doing that as like crazy people.
Weird,
yeah, they're just weird. Yeah. When you have that wall up and you have your ego up, the last thing that you want to think is that you're doing something wrong or right. That there's a way to improve, right? And right. So it's kind of a, you know, they're crazy or they're weird, like I've got it all figured out mentality.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the more you figure, the more you know about life and the more that you do research, the more you realize the less that you actually knew.
Yeah.
And you were more ego driven at that point.
Exactly.
So
exactly. Therapy's awesome. I mean, if anybody, no matter what you're going through in your life, like if you get the right therapist that can really open your mind to self-development and improvement, it will help you in every aspect of your life. Or just even doing it on your own. Like, that's something we do now. Like, I don't go to therapy anymore. I went for 4 years straight because I kind of looked at it like, man, just like people go to the gym and work out to improve their body. I went to my therapist literally every week for like 4 years because I looked at it like exercising my mind, you know, improving my mind. And so that was one of the things I think really helped improve and put me in a position to like have a better relationship now and a better family environment now, but also huge improvements in our business as well because of the things you learn. He told me in one day, he's like, you know, it takes 3 to 5 years to rewire your brain to think differently through routines and repetition.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to literally like stop yourself from your habits, ways of thinking right now and stop yourself, catch it, say, no, brain, I want to actually think this way, right? And you have to do that over and over and over and over again for 3 to 5 years to rewire your brain. But then you listen to some of these guys that you know, like Dr. Joe, we've been listening to a little bit, and other guys too. Like, I've read The Buddha's Brain. I've read Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, Becoming Supernatural. I'm reading right now. And all of them kind of come back to the same concept of meditation. Dude, meditation's weird to me, right?
I guarantee you 90% of the people that listen to this podcast are going to agree with that, that meditation's weird. Yeah. Like, why would I do that? Or, and I know that you've been implementing that a little bit more into your morning routine or your life.
Right. Which is why you bring it up.
Yeah. So like, yeah, talk about that so that, you know, these people can have more of an open mind maybe towards some of the benefits that you're seeing by mm-hmm. opening your mind to just something new and different that maybe you thought was weird at one point.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, come full circle.
Any therapist, doctor, anybody that's in the neuroscience industry that you read, listen to, talk to, they will tell you that by meditating, you can reprogram the subconscious mind 10 times faster than just trying to rewire your thoughts, like my therapist brought.
Yeah.
Even he told me, he's like, dude, if you, it's all subconscious stuff, right? So you've got to figure out how to reprogram your subconscious mind to really create new thoughts and a new reality for yourself. And so finally, this last, last 6 months, I'm like, dude, you know what? Why am I going to sit here and just keep avoiding it because I feel like it's weird? Like, you know, when you think of meditation, you think of the dude that's like, you know,
high
got a man bun
and
he's in the yoga class and he's like so just kind of freaky zen. But
or
dude,
he's not
happy,
motivated.
Right?
He's just kind of like a hippie, you know, or whatever. That's what you think.
But. Exactly. So the only reason I even bring all this weird shit up is because, dude, I started implementing it. I was just like every morning I spend just 20 minutes and I get either into like a place where I'm alone or I even just do it in my bed before anybody's awake. Where I literally just picture the life I want, and it's everything, material things, relationship, health, fitness, the body I want, all these things, right? I think about all the stuff that I want, and like what Dr. Joe talked about in one of his podcasts is like you have to like try and how does that feel to actually How does that actually feel to have those things? And you got to make that. That's how you create it as a reality, right? So I've been doing it and trying to figure it out. And dude, I'm not like a pro at it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But every single day I've been doing it, and every single day I'm getting more stuff done. More things are coming to reality that I'm picturing. It just is happening. Like I'm noticing these crazy changes over the last not even 6 months. Probably only at four.
Yeah.
Honestly, that I've been doing it. So that's become a daily routine for me is 20 minutes of meditation every morning. And as weird as that sounds, dude, it's probably been one of the most impactful things because I do the gym, but I don't do it in the morning. I do that in the afternoon. That's part of my routine.
Yeah.
And I do, you know, try and take care of myself that way. So I do have those routines, but I think I've been seeing a lot of the biggest difference in me for every aspect of my life by doing the meditation. So
and that comes full circle, guys. Like what we're talking about here is, again, self-improvement. We're business guys, and in our younger years, we're more focused on one thing and one thing only, money.
Absolutely.
Right? Very money-driven. And so very ego, you know, and your ego's at the forefront of wanting to make money, right? And so you think of spending time on self-development or self-help and doing some of these things as quirky, stupid, weird, you know, whatever it is. You put a label on it, but the label that you should be putting on some of these things is beneficial. That's
right.
The label that you should be putting on it. Unless you've actually tried it and you realize that it doesn't work for you, don't label it.
Yeah.
You know, be open-minded to some of the things that you hear other people are benefiting from. And when you're more open-minded to different routines and new ways of doing things to tap into something that's there a little bit deeper, then I think that just as I've seen benefits and just as Kel's seen benefits, we believe that you'll see benefits. And that's why we believe it's an important enough topic to create a, you know, a podcast about it and challenge each one of you guys to figure out, you know, what are your morning routines? How are you setting the tone for your day? Because a bad day will just sit on your lap every single morning because you look at your phone or open up Instagram or Facebook. You can see some bad news that's happening in the world, or you open up Instagram and somebody else is on vacation. So the first feeling that you get in the morning is envy. You know, I wish I was on vacation too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like all of these first emotions that you feel at the very beginning of your day are super important because it's setting the tone for your day. And so what Kel's doing is setting a tone for his day in terms of visualizing what how he wants his day to go, how he wants his life to go, visualizing what he wants his body to look like, his bank account to look like. If you want a big house on a hill, visualizing yourself sipping that coffee in the morning on your back patio, overseeing the view that you're going to have on your on the back patio of your house in 10 years or 20 years. If you can't see it now, it's not going to happen later.
Absolutely.
And so these topics are super, super important. It's not just content to throw out content. It's content because it's important and because we see value in it. And that's why we're communicating to you guys to at least be open to the idea of trying something new and different. Kel's morning routine is a little bit different than my morning routine.
Yeah, I want to talk about your morning routine because I know you've been, you know, you've been highly successful in your positions with the company and just everything you've done, you've succeeded at. So obviously you're doing it as well. But also make sure, you know, I don't even know if I should be calling it meditation, just to gather
more
my thoughts.
Visualization.
Yeah, something like that. Because I don't know, dude. Like some people talk about when they meditate, they get in this trance and they can't even be like interrupted. Like I don't get to that level.
Yeah.
Maybe I will one day.
Some Buddhist,
but
Buddhist
just
shit.
Visualization. Yeah. Like, dude, I've created a lot of reality by doing that already. So I'm going to stick with it. I've made that a part of my routine. But dude, let's talk about your routine, man. Like, what is it that you do every day that you attribute your successes to?
Every single day except for Sunday. Sundays, and I even on Sundays, I'll still work out here and there. I'll just kind of, you know, listen to my body. And if I feel like that I can keep going, I'll keep going. If I feel like I need a day of rest, then I'll use that as a day of rest. But every single morning, my alarm is set for 6:15, and a lot of the times, you know, your body, once you get into a solid routine, will just start waking itself up 15 or 20 minutes before the alarm even goes off. So in some cases, I'm up at 5:30 in the morning or 5:45, 6 o'clock, you know, anywhere from, you know, 15 minutes before my alarm goes off to 45 minutes before my alarm goes off, my body's, you know, ready to start the day. But, you know, there's the days where I'm a little bit more tired. If I, you know, stayed up a little later, then my alarm will go off at 6:15. And I want to make sure that I'm at the gym every single day, anywhere from 6:30 to 6:45. I don't live that far away from the gym. So to me, that's a super, super important part of starting my day and getting that first win. I don't want to go to the gym 90% of the time. Like literally my mind still battles with me and says, you know, lay in bed and take today off or whatever it may be. But I get out of bed anyways and I go, and I'm always grateful that I went as I walk out of the gym, right? Mm-hmm. You always feel much better walking out than you do walking in. But
I like that you call that your first win.
Yeah, it's because it's a battle to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. Like your brain does play tricks on you and tells you, you know, that the bed is comfortable. It plays tricks on you and tells you that you've done good the last 3 days. It's Thursday. Go ahead and sleep in today.
You deserve
it. You deserve it. Yeah. Like if you eat healthy for a period of time, you deserve a cheat meal. So you've done good. So you take a step back. You deserve to take a step backwards, right? That's just a bad mentality to have.
Well, but I think that's what screws people up, man, is like they look at people like you and they're like, dude, he's just superhuman. No, dude, he has the same battle going on in his head. He's just, dude, he's open-minded to overcoming that, and he's made a choice. Not even open-minded. You make a choice.
Yeah.
You're tougher at making choices, probably because you've practiced making tougher choices over and over and over
again. Through discipline.
And not giving in to that temptation of deserving a day
off. And that carries over in all aspects of life, right?
Yeah.
Like being able to win the battles in your head early in the morning means that you're priming yourself to win battles throughout the day, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I call it getting that first win. You know, when your mind tells you to take the day off or lay in bed because it's warm or whatever, it gives you a million excuses not to go, but yet you go anyways. So you've already overcome so much just to even get in the car and start driving. But, you know, after I leave, I feel good. I come home and I do take a cold shower. Warm showers actually feel weird on my skin now because I've been doing this cold shower thing for a few months now. But I mean, it sucks. That's another win, right? Like I slowly turn it down and it's cold and I don't want to be in there, but I'm fighting my brain. My brain's telling me to get out and it's freezing and this, but there's so many benefits to it. And one of the main benefits is right when I get out of the shower, I feel so alert.
Right.
Because your body's on high awareness because of you just shocked it, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to do certain things that that, again, my mind says don't do, but I know what the benefits will be. And every time that you overcome your mind, you're starting to control it rather than it controlling you. And I believe having a healthy habit in the morning is a big contributor to, you know, me being able to win a lot of mental battles, you know, just in this business game, right? This business game is a huge mental battle where it feels like you're banging your head against the wall, you know, sometimes for years on end, waiting for that big break or when is it, is this going to all be worth it, you know? And so you do have to create a high level of discipline in certain aspects of your life. And if I can create that level of discipline by just going to the gym, and if that's going to carry over into success in business and money and life, then I think it's worth doing that. So, but yeah, I honestly believe that, you know, by the time I get to work, I'm ready to work. I'm primed. I'm not wiping eye boogers out my eyes still because I slept in and my alarm went off 30 minutes before, you know, I have to walk into the office.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to go by the time I get here.
Yeah.
So that's huge for me.
Dude, I mean, honestly, like, you have to be a leader in order to succeed in your business.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have routines and you're not winning these battles every single day, like, you know what it's like, dude. You miss one day of your routine, it's like
you're thrown
off.
It
instantly.
Oh, yeah.
You're not near as
you're more susceptible to have a bad day when you do something different to start your day. Again, setting the tone for your day. If you haven't done anything to set the tone, whether it's visualize what you want, whether it's get up and get the win at the gym or whatever it is, that's, again, what are you doing the first 30 minutes or the first hour of your day?
Because for yourself.
That's literally how you, if you're not starting your day with wins or starting your day right and setting the tone, you're going to have some long days. And we found out, like, even when we were out of town recently in San Diego, you're like, maybe, man, maybe it's just I'm out of my routine. Like, I just don't feel the same.
Yeah, that first day was weird for me, man.
Yeah.
And it was because I did get knocked out of my routine with the travels down there. And dude, I still could have got it done. It was just a lot harder, and I didn't get it done and did it through the whole day off.
And you feel the effects of not doing what either, one, you know you should be doing, or no – you just feel better, and you're operating at a higher frequency when you're accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish and starting your day how you want to start your day. And when you don't do it how you're normally doing it, and you're not priming yourself for your day, again, you can easily fall into a super funky day where you're just kind of feeling out of it. It just doesn't things don't seem like that they're really vibing well and things like that. So this is a super important topic because, guys, the self-improvement will carry over into your business. And if you're a better individual and a better person walking into your company on a day-to-day basis, your business will be a better business because you are your company. You set the tone for your business, for your employees. And if you can just, again, stop focusing so much on money, 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 and how to bring in more revenue to the company, which is an important aspect. Like, don't get me wrong. So, I mean, that's how you survive. But once your money situation is somewhat okay, I would encourage you guys to invest into yourself.
Yeah,
a lot of people want to invest into their company for, you know, I invest $2, I want $4 back. You know, if you invest that $2, so to speak, for an example, into you and creating a better you, that ROI will show up in your business still, but then it also shows up in your personal life.
Right.
So that you get double benefits. I'm telling you, if you're a better you, you might visually see something that your business needs that the old you wouldn't have saw.
Well, you know? Honestly, like, I feel like you and I both are the same in the fact that we want to come in and be good leaders for not only the people in our company, which is huge, is really important, but even like our families, our children, and like the lessons. What is the saying? I just heard it the other day, man. I thought it was epic. It was the lessons you...
You're going to have to Google that one, huh?
No. The life you learn is the lesson you teach, right? So, you know, like, learn these things, man. Like, be open-minded to finding out what routine works best for you, because that pays dividends.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. Because your people that work underneath you, you become a better leader for them. They want to work harder for you. Your children, your family looks up to you more. They want to emulate you. You know, so I felt like that was a pretty powerful statement when I heard that. And that's what we're doing. Like, we're being open-minded to figure out what works for us, making that a part of our routine and sticking to it and seeing the benefits from that.
If you actually just looked at yourself as a frequency, right? It's really weird when you listen to a certain song and it can just get you fired up, and then the next song could be a sad song, or the next song, and it messes and plays with your emotions. If you look at yourself as a frequency, when you're coming into your company and your workplace, what type of frequency are you putting out?
Exactly.
You know, and you can dramatically affect the people around you and the employees of your business. Or even if you're an employee, you come in with a great frequency, you're going to probably move up in that company.
Absolutely.
Quite fast, because the leader should have a good frequency. And so if you view yourself as a frequency, are you putting out negative vibes?
Yep.
Are you putting out sad vibes? Are you sappy? You know, are you angry? Are you mad? Or do you come in with good energy and enthusiasm? Are you positive? Are you building people up around you? And the way to work on your frequency is being able to work on yourself.
Absolutely.
Guys, we've seen a huge benefit in the habits and routines that we've created. And we've created these habits and routines by going to these various conferences and listening to other podcasts and absorbing content that we thought was healthy for us as business owners and as individuals, and taking that information and implemented it in our life. And the only reason why we're sharing it with you, we told you previous that we're going to only share stuff that we feel like is real and relevant, that can make an impact on you right now in your life. And we believe if you guys implement some of these new routines into your life, find your routine. It might not be going to the gym. It may be visualizing what you want your life to be for the first 20 minutes of the day. Mm-hmm. Whatever your routine is, find that so that you can get those first wins and set the tone for your day. And then day by day by day goes by. Next thing you know, you've got these excellent habits. Everything's working for you, not against you, because you're now thinking differently, you're acting differently, and you know, people will gravitate towards that.
Find people that you aspire to be like, you know, or people that are at levels that you want to be at, and listen to their content, man. Be open-minded. That's all we're doing. We're being open-minded to trying things that other people are doing that are operating at much higher levels than even we are. And so, and then we're implementing these things. So we're being open-minded, but at the end of the day, you've got to make a choice to not just listen to it, put it to action, make a choice to execute on it and put in your routine. So that's my secret.
Are you a consumer of content, or are you an individual that take action after you consume the content?
It, and then the action's where the dividends are paid, right?
Exactly. So guys, you see us and what we're doing in the short time that we've been doing this, you know, starting our Instagram and getting to over 10,000 people within less than 3 months, and starting a podcast. We're doing some of these things because we're emulating some of the people that we look up to, and they're having success in their life, and we want to see that same type of success. And so what we're basically doing is we see those patterns, and so we're just trying to copy those same patterns. And this episode is about copying the morning routine pattern that high achievers all do, like literally across the board. They all have their little quirky routine in the morning that sets the tone for their day, that then eventually turns into a year, 2 years, 5 years, and then they're just a super positive, impactful person. And it doesn't matter where you're at in your life right now. It doesn't matter if you feel at a super low place. You can start taking control of your situation by taking control of how you start your day.
Right.
I've been in very low places. A lot of great things happen in times of struggle. Kel talked about, you know, in a divorce and going through a bad situation, he found self-help in a bad situation, right? And so that's benefited you a lot to open your mind to some of these other things that have benefited you. So through struggle, you found something positive.
Totally different person, man. Like I was an angry and I was a sales guy making okay money, nothing like I am now, but I was an angry, unhappy person, man. I didn't even realize it until I started opening my mind to like a better life, man, a better me, you know, and that's what it takes.
Invest. Well, you think if you make six figures, then you don't have to have emotions and this and that. Like, you're so tight as a sales guy. I make six figures.
Yeah.
You'll even hear sales guys still talk about it. Like, if somebody disses them or says something, oh, well, how much do you make? Everything that they are is tied to a number and income. Yeah. And there's stuff that's so much deeper than that, because you can have millions of dollars and still be miserable. And that's why people still, you know, take their own life that are famous and have almost anything that you would think that you would be happy with.
Right.
But self-improvement and self-help is huge. We encourage you guys to continue to soak up our content. We hope it's making an impact on you. Soak up other people's content, great podcasts. Find positive people to surround yourself with. All of these small things end up adding up and paying dividends, and they have in our life, and we know for a fact that they'll be super beneficial in your life.
We're real business owners trying to bring you guys content to help real business owners. And we're going to even be bringing in, you know, guests of real business owners. But it's all not just to help you guys make more money.
Yeah.
It's to help you just have better lives.
Absolutely.
Be better people.
Guys, if you like the podcast and like what we're doing here, make sure that you tell a friend, subscribe to our podcast. We
Absolutely.
Will be working on making sure iTunes has our podcast available here within the next, you know, week or two. Hopefully by the time you hear this podcast, episode 4, hopefully we have it available there. And if it is, please give us a review, like it, you know, share it with a friend or family member. We appreciate you guys being a part of this journey with us, and we're happy to be a part of the journey with you.